just the thought of remembering the people there and what happened to the people there and how large a scale it happened on and how many people were affected by it.
I've like seen documentaries like about it and everything, you know, I've learned about it and everything, and I never sort of felt like, sort of, obviously it was sad, but I never felt like personal emotion, but like now I'm sort of going to go there too, and I sort of start feeling a bit nervous and a bit sort of, I don't know, it's hard to like explain, but I sort of feel like, you know, it's sort of real now, you know, it's like, it's not like just on a screen or something, it's like real life, you know, it's more personal.
Yeah, so we've been to the first camp. How did you find it?
Bit eerie, really, to think about all the people that were there and what happened to them. But I think it's also good, and it was important to go, so that we can have like respect to the people and what happened there.
Is it what you were expecting?
Yeah, I'd say so. It wasn't quite as like eerie as I thought it would be. I think coming in the winter would have more, yeah, you'd feel worse about the situation.
Oliver, what about you?
Well, for me, I think it's quite sort of like sobering. It's sort of, for me, it makes me feel like all like my problems and my like issues I have like at home and stuff, and it's like literally so like not important compared to like stuff they had to go through and stuff like that, you know. It's just, you know, it's awful what they have to endure and were treated like, you know. It's just, I think it's also important to like never forget like that, you know, these, what you sort of forget that you see numbers like, you know, millions of people that died and sort of, these are your human beings, individual human beings, like their memories and lives and stuff, you know. It's just, yeah, really important to remember that as well, you know.